Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The death of Officer Gannon was noted this afternoon at the State House, where Governor Charlie Baker signed into law a sweeping criminal justice bill. The bill eliminates some mandatory minimums for some drug crimes, creates mandatory minimums for trafficking in fentanyl and carfentanil, and makes it easier for people who may have committed a crime when younger to seal their criminal records, just to name a few provisions. WBUR's Steve Brown was on hand for the bill's signing and joins us now from the State House. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Good. Steve, so this bill was signed just about 24 hours after Officer Gannon was fatally shot. What did the governor have to say?
Well, the bill signing was supposed to be a celebratory moment. Lawmakers have been working for years on the reforms aimed at helping folks who may have made a mistake in the past get a clean slate, as well as promote the use of diversion programs to keep people out of the criminal justice system to begin with. But the governor opened up on a somber note, offering condolences to the family and friends of Sean Gannon, as well as the extended law enforcement family.
This is an incredible tragedy and a huge loss, and we all expect justice to be served for this heinous crime and trust that our judicial system will hold his murderer accountable to the highest degree. Sean is among the incredible men and women who sign up to serve in a most dangerous job because they're selfless enough to answer the call to serve for the sake of others.
Steve, it seems that given the suspect in Gannon's murder has a long arrest record and that some people may view this criminal justice reform bill as making it easier for those who have broken the law, this may seem like a contradiction. Did anyone address that?
They did. Governor Baker says, based on the information he's received, the suspect had been incarcerated in 2010 and after serving his sentence, released in 2014 and was on probation. He went on to say he does not believe there is anything in the legislation that he signed today that would dramatically change what happened with respect to the suspect. Now, Speaker Robert DeLeo, who was on hand for the bill signing, also differentiated between the suspect in Gannon's murder and those who stand to benefit from this bill.
That was a career criminal. That was a gentleman who had a long, long list of criminal activity. I think what this bill addresses more so is people maybe who've made some type of mistake in life, wherein we're giving that second chance. So I think the type of person that this bill pertains to is a whole lot different from the gentleman, or the man, I should say, who committed that horrific act down in Yarmouth.
So, Steve, I understand the governor signed this bill as passed by the legislature, but he filed a bill of his own to augment it. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the governor calls them technical fixes. For example, the bill signed today makes it easier to seal criminal records, but the governor's bill wants to ensure that law enforcement agencies and the Department of Early Education and Care still will have access to those records. He says the ability to review sealed records is critical to firearms licensing decisions and the evaluation of daycare providers and other professionals who care for and interact with children. He's seeking to strengthen the new expungement procedures against a potential constitutional challenge. He also wants to clarify updates to the juvenile justice laws to ensure that the police, courts, and the Department of Youth Services are best able to perform their respective roles in the juvenile justice process.
Steve, any idea if the legislature is going to be receptive to those changes?
Well, all that Speaker Bob DeLeo would say today is that the legislature will consider them.
All right. WBUR, Steve Brown at the State House. Steve, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.